USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One of the suspects in the deadliest attack in Canadian history has been found dead. Police in Regina, Saskatchewan, say injuries that 31-year-old Damian Sanderson suffered were not self-inflicted. Rhonda Blackmore, commanding officer of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan, says they are looking for his 30-year-old brother, Miles Sanderson.
As far as the threat, Miles Sanderson is still at large. We still are advocating for people to be vigilant.
The attack happened Sunday. 10 people were killed. 18 others were injured. Former President Trump getting a legal victory thanks to a federal judge. He gets his request for a special master to review documents seized by the FBI at his Florida estate granted. The decision from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, whom Trump appointed, also halts the Justice Department's use of the documents for investigative purposes. The department says it's reviewing the decision. Las Vegas police have released a photo of a suspect in relation to the stabbing death of a local investigative journalist. Jeff German, who worked for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was attacked outside of his home over the weekend. Investigators say the suspect was seen potentially casing the area to commit other crimes prior to the homicide. German's death has rocked the news community in Vegas. Ron Futrell, a journalist with KLAS-TV, spoke to News Nation.
And I get it that not everybody's going to like what an investigative journalist does. We have them here in our newsroom, and not everybody's going to be happy with what they do. And he was like that, but he didn't care. He just wanted to get things right and put it in the right context.
German's editor at the newspaper said he was not informed of any threats or concerns about German's personal safety. It was a quiet day on Wall Street Monday. That's because U.S. markets were closed thanks to the Labor Day holiday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
In the United Kingdom, Liz Truss, the current foreign secretary, was named leader of the Conservative Party. On Tuesday, she will be named the new British prime minister following the formal appointment by Queen Elizabeth II. Truss paid tribute to outgoing leader Boris Johnson in her acceptance speech.
Boris, you got Brexit done. You crushed Jeremy Corbyn. You rolled out the vaccine and you stood up to Vladimir Putin. You were admired from Kiev to Carlisle.
Truss will be the third woman ever to hold that office. She's also the fourth prime minister in the UK in the last 6 years. There's a challenge to a law in the North Star state where the plaintiffs claim it violates one of their constitutional rights.
Three Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. A federal judge is scheduled to hear the case on October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for nine people, including a child who went missing after a Florida plane crashed into the waters of Puget Sound, northwest of Seattle. The body of a 10th person was recovered by a Good Samaritan on Sunday after the crash. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.